This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So we got the presidential address to the nation tonight. We can talk about the economy, or are we declaring war in Venezuela? I mean, rumors are swirling around. I don't know. One thing I do know, though, is that everyone's going to be watching. That I do know, because now it's piqued my curiosity. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. We are almost to Cape May Day. That is on Friday. Cape May Day Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Hope you join us for that. Hope you come out and see us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We will have a great time, and I would love for you to join us. So make sure you be there. All right. That is this coming Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. Josh Shapiro has responded to J.D. Vance coming to Pennsylvania. The match is set, I think, for 2028. If Josh Shapiro can get past the primary. The main crux of the Democrat Party right now, as you know, is that it's crazy. And it's being run by crazy people. Barack Obama met with a bunch of Democrats, and he told them, you know, there's more that unites us than divides us. We should hold off on our ideological differences until after midterms. And they're like, okay, boomer. Thanks anyway. Translation, crazy people have won. I said this morning on America's Newsroom. The war is over. The war is over, and they have declared victory. They have declared victory. The crazy people have declared victory. And that's what we got. That's what we have. We've got that. We got crazy. Crazy's in charge now. Crazy's in charge of the Democrat Party. These are nutty people. And, you know, I think more and more about it, I keep saying to myself, the problem the Democrats have going forward, and this is going to be a problem for them from now until the general election, is that the economy is getting better. You may not feel it yet, but the war on energy is over and prices will come down because so much of this is tied to energy, particularly food prices. And I think the best thing that J.D. Vance did the other day was acknowledge that. We played the clip yesterday on the show when he said, look, these things take time. It takes time to bring prices down. It takes time. You have to wait a little bit. You got to be patient. And I think people understand that. I do. I think people get that. I think people are willing to be patient. And they will see the results of that next year. They may not be willing to be patient, but it doesn't matter because there's no election yet. So even if they're not willing to be patient, and actually, in some ways, it works to the favor of the Republicans in the general election in the midterms anyway, because if people are not patient and the Democrats are out there screaming about socialism in the primaries, those candidates may have a better chance of winning the primaries, and then they'll lose the general election because they're crazy. So here comes Barack Obama telling everybody, look, listen, there's more that unites us and divides us. And they're turning around and they're saying the same thing, which is shut up, like go away. We don't want to hear from you anymore. See, he represents the party establishment. The party establishment is not who's in charge. It's AOC, it's Rashida Tlaib, it's Jasmine Crockett, and the influencers who are all vying for social media clicks, who are pushing people like Jasmine Crockett and others. They don't want Josh Shapiro. You know, Josh Shapiro can come out and he can go after J.D. Vance all he wants, and maybe that'll be the matchup. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I don't think Josh Shapiro gets through a primary. Look, if this were the 1990s, yeah, maybe. But there's a couple of factors at play here. The party is way too far to the left than Josh Shapiro is. And by no means am I suggesting Josh Shapiro is really a moderate. I don't think he is. I think he pretends to be, but his record suggests otherwise. But he's certainly not out there screaming socialism from the rafters. That's number one. Number two, there's still the ideological problem of the fact that he's Jewish. It's a religious ideological problem where you have people that hate Jews and hate Israel, and these are Democrat primary voters. So as much as everybody's like, oh yeah, 2028, it's going to be Vance versus Shapiro, I don't see it. I really don't. But before that, we got to get through midterms. Now, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi said with 100% confidence, bah, we're going to win. Bah, fangs are out, snarling. She's very confident. Very, very confident. I think a lot of that's just going to depend on the Democrat primaries. So what do you have in the Democrat primaries? What's at play here? Well, you've got candidates who are running on lock Trump up, impeach Trump, get rid of Donald Trump, lock up ICE, lock up Robert Kennedy, arrest Tom Holman. I mean, this is the message. It's not it's the economy stupid. And when it is it's the economy stupid, it's we'll give you free stuff. What do you want? What kind of free stuff would you like? What would you like? Huh? You want a free dog? You want a cat? You want a bus? You want a, whatever you want, whatever. That message doesn't play outside of those circles, but it certainly does play in a Democrat primary. It really does. You know, screaming about impeaching Trump and locking up Tom Holman, locking up ICE agents. You have this ex-Saturday Night Live actress, Leslie, whatever her name is, Jones. She's out there saying we should be locking up ICE agents. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. But that's what they're saying right now. They're going to be running on these things. I mean, understand that that's the platform that Democrats are going to be running on is that. Locking up ICE agents, as nuts as that possibly sounds. So if you're running about that, and that's your ticket, that's your playbook, that's what you're going to go on. Yeah, you might win a primary, and then you're going to face a general election where the electorate turns around and thinks that that's crazy as the economy starts to improve, based on the fact that the war on energy is over. I still believe that was the driving factor in all this. I mean, Biden's inflation, his spending, I don't want to discount the, you know, trillions of dollars in spending that Biden did. I don't want to discount that for a second, but, or billions of dollars, I should say, whatever. Trillions, billions, at this point, does it matter? Like, it all runs together at this point. Doesn't it seem to all run together? But as the energy prices come down and then people have more money in their wallets, in their pocketbooks to spend, even if prices don't come down right away, it doesn't sting as bad because they have more money because gas prices have fallen. Now, we'll see what home heating prices do this winter. We also have to see then as energy prices fall and then the effect on agriculture, which could then bring down food prices. And if all that happens, then you're going to see a very positive place to be for Republicans heading into midterms. Now, if I'm wrong, and I'm rarely wrong, obviously, as you know. But if I am wrong, well, then that's the problem that we've got. The problem that we have then is then Republicans are going to get blamed for everything. And then Republicans are going to have to turn around and bear the brunt of that. But I just don't see that. You know, I don't see that being the case. I think that in reality, what you're going to have is a positive 2026 for a variety of reasons. Now, if we do something stupid like go to war with Venezuela, if we start, you know, sending Ukraine hundreds of billions of dollars again, if we do stupid things like that, well, then all bets are off. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not betting on the president announcing tonight that we've declared war in Venezuela. I think Tucker Carlson's out there with a video with Andrew Napolitano. Somebody sent me a clip of it, and I guess they're talking about it. We don't need the audio of it, Matt. Don't worry. But I guess that's what they're saying. You know, they heard from a congressman who heard from a friend who heard it from a friend that you've been messing around and that we're going to war with Venezuela. I highly doubt it. I think the address tonight's going to be the president saying that we've achieved a lot in 2026 or 2025. You have to remind people of these things and give them consumer confidence going into the final stretch of the holiday season here. And then you kind of put a lid on it for a little bit and then let things play out. Consumer spending is up right now. That's a very good sign. That's a very positive sign. The other positive sign for Republicans going into 2026 are the Trump accounts, which they now have a website up. They have a way for people, it's going to start in July of 2026, around America's 250th birthday, a way for people to start contributing money for their kids. And these Trump accounts are going to, you know, the money's going to be automatically deposited for kids who are born after 2025. I think that's going to play well with parents. I mean, you're always talking about the suburban mom vote. And, you know, if these accounts are set up and, you know, there's all this way you can put this money in that's pre-tax and, you know, the money stays in the account until the kid's 18. And I mean, that's a big winning point right there. But you've heard there's a battle over Obamacare going on and Obamacare subsidies. And today, several Republicans broke from Democrats and voted for it, one of them being in our area. I'll let you guess, see if you can figure out who that could possibly be. And I'm not surprised by that either. You know, Republicans are doing what they always do, which is they panic. And they start letting Democrats lead the message. And they do this, and they do it all the time. You know, and they make bad political decisions based on that fact. And the Democrats right now are getting a lot of attention on this and a lot of play on this, but it's not the kind of thing that is going to really be a decisive factor, because Obamacare has been a scam and people know it's been a scam. And as more people realize that Obamacare is a scam, I think they're going to want to see it go away. I really do. I mean, this is part of the reason why Trump won the first time around, in my opinion. And the other factor driving all this, like I said, is that President Trump brings out the worst in his opposition. He does. It's his gift. It's his political gift. He brings out the worst in these people. And these people wind up acting like crazy people. And these people wind up saying the craziest things. It's like, you know, kids say the darndest things. Well, Democrats running in this election cycle say the darndest things. And they're all vying to see who can be the Trumpiest Democrat and who could be the most socialist. We're about to have the mayor of New York City on January 1st, the first Democrat socialist commie of a major city, the biggest city in America, is going to take office on January 1st. We'll have to see how that experiment plays out. And that is going to be something that people are also thinking about as they go into midterms. But just kind of wrapping up the year, you know, if the president talks about the efforts that he's done to bring down prices by cutting regulations, by unleashing American energy and unleashing American independence and bringing peace throughout the world, which I know for a lot of people that may not matter, as it matters to me. It does. I love that about this president. I personally love it. I think the idea of no wars is good. So I don't want to see any new wars. And I don't imagine we're going to be going to war with Venezuela, because even if we're blocking their tankers, it's not like Venezuela can really do anything about it. I mean, let's be honest. This is not the Cuban missile embargo here. This is not, you know, we're not playing chicken here with a nuclear power with Venezuela. There's very little Venezuela can do if we're going to play this game. And I know that there's a lot of people that don't want us to be playing this game. You know, they're of the mindset of just leave Venezuela alone, let Venezuela do its thing and have their own regime and all these other. I get that. And it's a legitimate debate to have. And we're not having it. We should be having it, but we're not. But that said, I can't imagine it results in World War III or anything like that, for that matter. Anything. Now, the one thing that kind of is the monkey wrench in all this going into 2026, of course, is whether or not the Republican coalition can hold together. And if they can get some meaningful things done between now and the midterm elections. And there's a lot on the table that they have to do. This has not been a particularly productive Congress, you may have noticed. They got the one big beautiful bill done, haven't really had a lot done since. They need to get more things done, and I think a lot of that has to do with there's still a lot of permitting reform that needs to happen. We need to see some liquid natural gas export centers come online. These things take time. Nuclear power coming online. These things take time. I get it. And that's why I think the administration saying, and J.D. Vance saying, people be patient. We're doing the right things. It's coming. Versus saying everything's great as people go to the grocery store and are frustrated. And saying that prices are down when prices are not down is not an effective message. It's just not. You can put out all the tweets you want. You can put out all the different. It doesn't matter. If people don't see it with their own eyes when they're paying for it, they don't believe it. You can't convince them. I've said that. I said that under Biden's presidency, and I'm certainly going to say the same thing under this president, because I want him to succeed and I'm consistent. So I can't turn around and say, well, you know, for years I said that you can't spin grocery store prices. And then for me to turn around now and be like, oh, no, you definitely can. Just tell people everything's great and then they'll believe it. That wouldn't be very, very honest now, would it? Of course not. It's also not good strategy. It's not good messaging. the message has to be that relief is on the way, and 2026 is going to be better. And if 2026 is better, then Republicans will hold the House and they'll keep the House and they'll hold on to the levers. If not, then what you're going to see is you're going to see Democrats start with the impeachment of everything. It'll be chaos. 2027 will be chaos. It'll be impeaching Trump and impeaching all these people, and everything will come to a grinding halt. But then there's a question you have on how that affects 2028. Because if Democrats do gain power, it may work out to the benefit of Republican, whoever the Republican nominee is in 2028. I mean, think about it. If they just grind government to a halt and get nothing done, and they do nothing other than impeach and try to arrest ICE officers and do all the other crazy things that you're hearing out there, it may serve the Republican candidate very well that time around. And if Democrats do gain power and they start going down the road of crazy, which they will, where does that leave the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro? You know, does he denounce that? Does he try to run away from that? Does he embrace it, realizing that that's where his party is? I mean, the war's over. The progressives won. The socialists won. They're in charge. It's their party now. Not just the elected officials, but the base, too. When you've got people like Charlemagne the God saying Jasmine Crockett should be the voice of the Democrat Party, and that guy has a massive platform, that means that the culture, culturally speaking, that culture, they say politics is downstream of culture. That means that culture has embraced crazy. That's what that means. That's what that means. And so I think that all the impacts of that are very good fundamentally heading into the new year. And probably more than anything working in our favor is just the level of crazy that is amplified now in social media in a way that's never been amplified before. I mean, think about it. You could be a Democrat, go on Instagram, say something about impeaching Trump and get like 42 million views. And that is seen now as a Democrat party. You know, whereas when James Carville was talking about it's the economy stupid in the 1990s, he's now talking about how he wouldn't. He said the most grotesque thing about Donald Trump and like this weird death fantasy involving relieving himself. And it's so gross. I can't even play it on the air. But I mean, that guy's also lost his friggin' mind. Like, they've also lost their mind, you know? So, yeah, it's crazy town. It's crazy town. Now, we'll see what home heating costs are like this winter. My guess is that with oil being where it is right now, and if it stays that way, and it should, because supply is up. I mean, that's the thing. We had supply was down under the Biden years on purpose, purposefully down under the Biden years. They did not want oil production to come online. So they were fighting all these companies that had permits to drill. And, you know, you watch Landman, which is a great show, and they make it seem so easy to just start drilling, but it's getting easier now. But under the Biden administration, these guys were taking the administration to court all the time over this. And they were doing that left and right because they couldn't drill. And that's over. That's ended. You know, between Chris Wright and Chris Wright, between Doug Burgum being the Secretary of the Interior, who has made a priority one to start getting American oil to be on the market as quickly as possible. That ending of the war in energy right there has been huge. And the other factor is you've got these AI data centers that are coming online that need massive amounts of power. So people are seeing an increase in their electricity prices because of that, but that's going to level off as more supply is available to them. As you get more nuclear reactors on board, as you get more natural gas going, as you get more oil going, all those things happen. Interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders is now calling for a moratorium on new AI data centers. Yeah, he spent a whole 5-minute video on this that I'm going to get into a little bit later in the show today. But he's now saying we need a moratorium on it because the only people who benefit from AI are the billionaires and the oligarchs. Surprise, surprise, the oligarchy. Well, a moratorium on AI data centers is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But this is what people like Bernie Sanders think. They think government can stand in the way of progress and innovation. And I don't mean progress in the way progressives mean progress. I mean actual friggin' progress. I mean, actually moving the ball down the field in a way that the private sector is doing, whether the government wants it to or not. And this idea of a moratorium is so stupid. But why do they also hate AI data centers? They claim it's because, well, AI is going to take away people's jobs. And it will take away people's jobs, certainly. But cars took away people's jobs. They're called horse and buggy people. They're not around anymore. I mean, there's always something that comes around and takes away people's jobs. You heard in the in the news report, I don't know if you heard it or not, the Oscars are moving to YouTube. So more and more of these streaming entities now are claiming these big marquee events. I don't know if the Oscars is really a big marquee event. I mean, I haven't watched it in years, but except if I'm doing Dr. Maz's Oscar party, which is the only reason why I'd ever watch it. But you got football now on Amazon Prime streaming, Disney now. I mean, the Eagles game, you could have watched it on Disney Plus, and you could have watched the Monsters, Inc. guys play football if you wanted to. I don't know why you would want to, but you could have. More of that's happening, which is hurting broadcast media in a big, big way. It's like anything else, though. There's ramifications for everything. Every move has an impact. So as more people may lose their jobs in broadcast media, more people will gain share in streaming. And one of the upsides of that is there's an article that I read about how AI is changing marketing completely in a big way. In the past, if you wanted to do a big marketing campaign, you had to go to Madison Avenue. You had to get them to do a big fancy commercial for you and big production values and all this other stuff. And small businesses couldn't afford to do that. Now they turn around, they use AI. They can use, there's this Adobe thing called Firefly, for example, where you can go on there and you can make commercially available AI generated images. It's called, Adobe Firefly. Commercially available, so meaning free to use, AI generated images and videos. And people are using those now for ad campaigns on social media at a lot cheaper of a price than they'd have to pay to advertise on say ABC or CBS or NBC. And what's happening now is the cable companies are actually driving people away from cable, believe it or not, to their streaming sites for another big reason that not many people talk about, which is they can track you better. They can track your spending and your habits, and they can even figure out based on what you watch, what you're more likely to buy. So if you watch Landman, for example, like I do, if you watch that, you're probably more likely to buy maybe a Jeep Wrangler or a pickup truck versus if you watch White Lotus, which is America's mother-in-law's favorite show, Elizabeth Warren, meaning I'll never watch it again. You're more likely to want tropical gear, Prada. You might buy Goop, whatever the hell Goop is, some sort of a lifestyle brand, Goop. Yeah, you're more likely to buy that. And they know that. And they actually take your viewing history and they put that into an algorithm. And then they just flood the zone with ads designed to you based on what you watch. So they're kind of winning in that respect. But as Madison Avenue will suffer, the big ad firms will suffer because of AI. Small businesses will win because of AI, because now they're able to put out commercials that they can make themselves, which they never would have been able to do before. And they can even put it on a platform for a whole lot cheaper than they ever could have done before. So there's always an up and downside to this. There's always unintended consequences in every marketplace. I just think it's funny that people like Bernie Sanders, well, it's not funny. I mean, it's so predictable at this point, think they could actually stop it by having government come in and put a moratorium on AI data centers. And they, of course, they hate AI data centers because of the massive amounts of energy they require. And it proves once and for all that their green fallacy doesn't work. Because when Microsoft needed more power for their AI data center, they fired up the nuclear reactor at Three Mile Island. They didn't build a wind farm. They didn't build solar panels. You notice that? They got a nuclear reactor back online. Microsoft. All these data centers, and these are companies that in the past had been the ones that were all embracing this green nonsense, and they were bragging about it too. You know, run by a lot of Silicon Valley people and a lot of millennials and everybody else. Well, when it came time to actually power up their data centers, they weren't building massive wind turbines like they wanted off the Jersey Shore. They weren't building solar farms because those things don't work. They can't deliver the kind of power they need. They need nuclear. They need natural gas. They need oil. So the other reason why Bernie and his ilk hate AI data centers is because it once and for all proves the fallacy of the so-called renewable energy scam once and for all. great. Or full stop, as Phil Murphy said, who, by the way, is apparently now thinking of running for president. Who told you that? I did. Like 10 years ago, 8 years ago, whenever the guy got in office, I told you he was going to run for president. And now he's looking to run for president. Well, everybody's looking to run for president, basically. And Murphy is now considering a run. His royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, wants to be king of America. Wouldn't that be something? That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. The year is almost over. Those dental benefits, better use them. His office will do everything in their power to get you in and see how they can help you. So reach out to them today by going to VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Big show today. What will the president say tonight? We're going to get an update on the Brown University shooter after that disastrous press conference yesterday. That is such a joke, the press conference they had. Was that young college Republican targeted for her political views? That is something we need to get an answer to. Will we get that answer? We'll find out. Big show for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty. So, as we warm up here and get ready for Cape May on Friday, I hope you'll join us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. It's going to be a fun time on Friday. Last show of the year, my official last show of the year. And you should join us, all right? Be fun, a lot of fun. I won't be off the radio completely. I'll be doing some fill-in stuff, but last official afternoon show of the year. So make sure you come out and see us, all right? 855-839-1210 and on X at Rich Zeoli. Our buddy Newman Price, speaking of AI, the man makes masterful AI songs and videos, and he joins us now. What's up, my man? How you doing?
Hey, I appreciate that, Rich. Touching
you do. You do make great stuff. Great stuff.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Some of this stuff is actually a lot more frightening than people realize. And the technologies, it's not that new. It's been used for a while. Are you familiar with browser heat zone tracking, similar to what you were talking about? They can literally track where your mouse is on the screen in the browser. So if there's an image for an ad or whatever, and your mouse tends to gravitate towards that. That's where they'll put something that they want you to click. They'll say, oh, this guy's hovering around the upper, right-hand corner of the screen. Mm. So all these marketers, they have these browser heat zones, and it's definitely a level of manipulation to get you to do what they want you to do. So if they see you're, clicking somewhere for something, they're going to put something else there next time you open your browser.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, browser heat zone tracking. Yeah, it's been around for a while. Maybe, I don't know specifically. I've been familiar with it for maybe like 3 years or so, but it could have been around a lot longer than that. Yeah, it's just, it'll put up a...
And when you say mouse, I'm like, I'm using my touchpad on my Apple computer right now, so it'll know where my little cursor thingy is.
If it's embedded in that web page, so if it's, you can almost guarantee if it's something that where you can make a purchase, they're probably watching exactly where your cursor is. Yes.
Wow. Crazy. Yep. Is there a way to guard against that?
Not.
Like, for example, DuckDuckGo with their technology where their whole thing is keeping you safe online from trackers and everything else. Do they have anything to block that as far as you know?
As far as the heat maps, that I don't know. Yeah. And even with the IP address, that browser will, I don't want to say something to make DuckDuckGo mad, so I won't.
That's okay. They're not a sponsor anymore. Who cares?
Gotcha. It's not foolproof. I'll just put it that way. So yeah. you're protected to a degree, but not as much as you might think that you are. There's still ways to figure out, you know, what your ISP is, where it's coming from. Hey, you know, someone's going to have to do a little bit of work to figure those things out, but it's not that it cannot be done. It's just, you know, more of a hassle than some people want to go through. So it is a good idea to use those privacy browsers.
What about the VPNs that they always advertise?
Yeah. I mean, they're fine. You know, it's not foolproof the way they make it sound out to be, like, oh, I'm using this VPN, so you know, nothing can happen to me. That's not really true, but it does give you a certain level of privacy and protection. And if someone really wanted to find out, you know, who you were and where you were coming from, they could do that. But I guess the safety is in that if you're just a small guy, they're not really going to bother to do much legwork to figure out what you're doing. If it's corporate stuff, that's a different story. But then they have a whole level of firewalls and things like that to protect them in different ways. But I'm not going to tell anyone not to use a privacy browser, but they're not all that they're cracked up to be.
Newman, thanks, buddy. I appreciate the insight on that. That's one more thing we got to worry about when we go online.
Yep, browser heat zone tracking. Yep, check it out on Google.
It just sounds like an online dating site, but it's not. So. Heat zone tracking. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. To keep up the good work. We see you Friday at Cape May.
I will not be there on
Tuesday. Ah, bummer.
I wish I. Yep.
Well, you should generate an AI image of yourself to come at least.
I'll do that. I'll do an AI video so I can make an appearance.
All right. We'd love to see you. Thanks, Newman Price. Appreciate it, buddy. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. He's a good dude. Very good dude. He even started a whole website for us at PHT. So I play a little audio for you. So, Josh, as I mentioned, 2028 and the battle that's going to be playing out. You heard J.D. Vance in PA. We played a lot of those clips yesterday. I really do. My favorite clip of his was when he said people are smart enough to know that it takes time, that a certain amount of patience is required here with all this. And I agree with that. I think level-headed people do understand that. That said, we do live in a day and age right now where everybody wants instant gratification. But on the upside, the midterms are not till November. So look, either the economy is going to be good by then or it's not. That's the bottom line. It's going to be about the economy. It always is. And either it'll be strong because we've ended the war on energy and prices are coming down, or it's not. And if it's not because maybe the tariffs had negative consequences, as many economists have warned that they would, and adjustments are not made, well, then, yeah, it's going to be ugly. I don't know. I'm not Oz the Mentalist, who was just on Fox News. Incidentally, Jimmy Fallon had him on his Saturday Night Show a few weeks ago. It's Jimmy's birthday today, by the way. I gave him an AI-generated bottle of bourbon for his birthday. No, I gave him a real bottle of bourbon, but Oz the Mentalist, fascinating guy, reads minds, obviously. I'm not a mind reader. I can't predict the future. I make political predictions that often come true. Not always, but a lot of times they do, or at least they're pretty close. Anyway, you know, but I can only use the data that I have available to make those predictions. Sometimes the data is wrong, like we saw with the New Jersey gubernatorial election. The data that showed the race was close was wrong. You know, you make predictions based on data, and if the data is not accurate, then, you know, it's like gas prices, for example. Gas prices are down right now, and that's great and wonderful. Will they be down this winter? Will home heating oil prices be down this winter? There's a whole betting market on that. It happens every day. You know, futures market, commodity market, all that. I think so. And if that's the case, and we head into the spring after having a relatively less expensive winter to heat people's homes and put gas in their car and all those things, and people have more money in their pockets, and then they're spending more money, and then they're, even if prices are not down, they're not feeling it as much. Good. Great. That's a great way to start the spring. I hope so. There's a million factors at play here, obviously. The president is confident that tariffs are the answer to everything and that they are going to unleash, and they are unleashing all this prosperity and they are unleashing all this investment. There are other people who absolutely disagree with that. I've said, you know, the guy ran on this. He got elected on this. He deserves the benefit of the doubt to try this because he won. You know, that's what happens. Elections have consequences. He didn't hide the fact that he was going to implement tariffs, and he's implementing tariffs. Now, they're smart enough, at least, where they're making adjustments where needed. I mean, just a local example is Coco in Pennsylvania. You know, Dave McCormick worked really hard because Hershey and other chocolate makers based in PA, it's not just Hershey, there are others too, but they were hurting because of the import, the tariff imports on Coco. We don't know yet. You know, we don't know. I know people are spending a lot of money this holiday season. I was reading an article that people are worried about the post-Christmas debt shock of all the credit card spending. But I'm optimistic. I feel good about where things are going to be. But I'm always a more optimistic kind of guy. That's why I don't think tonight the president's going to come on TV and say we're going to war with Venezuela. Tucker Carlson and Judge Napolitano did a whole video today saying that. If the president announces that tonight, well, then they'll look like Oz the Mentalist. If he doesn't, then I guess it really doesn't matter because there are all these people online who go online and make the most outrageous claims, predictions, blame people for assassinations, you know, and they don't have to prove anything. And if it doesn't come true, they just move on to the next thing. And it doesn't seem like there's any ramifications for that. I don't know. It's not my style. But looking at Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro coming out after J.D. Vance came to PA and spoke. And this is what the governor of Pennsylvania said. Cut number one.
I think it is insulting to the people of Pennsylvania that this guy shows up and lies to the good people of Pennsylvania and tries to convince them to unsee something they saw with their own eyes. Rising prices at the grocery store and elsewhere. So I guess J.D. was afraid to upset his boss, and this is what you get. More lies here in Pennsylvania. Good people of Pennsylvania are pretty darn smart, and I know they'll reject J.D.'s BS.
They'll reject J.D.'s BS. They'll reject J.D.'s BS. You got to wonder, J.D.'s BS. What is the BS? Telling people that the economy is going to get better? A big part of that is Pennsylvania, Governor. A big part of that is the fact that had the Democrats won, your state would have been ground zero for the war on energy. And that's over now. So you should be thanking J.D. Vance, and you should be thanking the president for doing everything they can to unleash Pennsylvania. If the Democrats had won, I'm not so sure that AI data center in Three Mile Island would have come online. I don't think that the idea of Dave McCormick's energy summit would have happened. I think it would have been a much different scenario. But Shapiro wants to run for president, obviously. That's what he's doing, so that's what it's all about for him. And then you got other goofballs out there, like now you've got Minnesota Governor Tim Walz also running for president, another guy running for president. Now he's decided he's going to limit the amount of ammunition you can buy. How freaking stupid is this? How dumb is this? All this hurts are law-abiding people. He tried to run as a gun owner. Of course, that blew up, no pun intended, when he was loading a shotgun on his junk. Couldn't load a shotgun on his junk, but still nevertheless trying to load a shotgun on his junk and failing spectacularly at loading a shotgun on his junk. And here's Tim Walz, beta male, goofball, Richard Simmons impersonator, but heftier. Like a heftier version of Richard Simmons. Cut number six.
Out the clock. This is the oldest strategy in the world. Oh, I don't know. I can't. I don't know if we can define what an assault weapon is. I don't know. Do you really think limiting them to less than 100 bullets is going to do anything? Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is going to save lives. Just like the extreme risk protection orders, which I can pull quotes from many of these folks who said, this will do nothing. This will not protect lives. This will take away our freedoms. It's time to start reporting that is all bull. It does do something. It does make a difference. And to stand here and have to look in the eyes of parents who lost their little ones, shame on them. And shame on us if we don't get this done.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Everybody knows that is such BS. But that's what Democrats do. It's not about guns. This is about crazy people driven by ideological hatred, hatred for the Jews. What do you think? You think Hamas is following a limit on ammunition, you knucklehead? You think terrorists are going to follow your stupid gun laws? You think some campus shooter who's going to target potentially now, I don't know if it's the case, but potentially target a Republican activist on campus is going to listen to an ammunition law? The left continues to peddle these lies over and over and over again. I had a great conversation today with my buddy Matt Kelly, the owner of Emmons Roofing and Siding. We were chatting about things, and now's the time to call him. You know, I said, how's business? He said, well, we're getting calls from people who've had some roof leaks ever since the snow. If that's you, reach out to them today. Matt's as honest as they come. Emmons is as solid as they come, and they'll take care of it for you. You tell them I sent you, they'll get people over there to take a look at it right away and deal with the problem for you. Now, they'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you will get a lifetime warranty on that roof because Emmons is platinum certified by Owens Corning, which means the highest warranty you can get, lifetime. Doesn't get better than lifetime. Lifetime warranty on that roof. And not just on the materials, but on the workmanship as well. And Owens Corning takes this very seriously. They'll even do spot checks on their contractors to make sure they're living up to that promise. The other thing, too, is you're going to get American-made products. So the Owens Corning shingle, they make them in Kearney, New Jersey. That's a good thing. American-made, tariff-free. Same with the doors and windows they use as well, whether it's Anderson Doors or Pella. Pella's made by the Amish in Ohio. Anderson's made right in our area. The siding, CertainTeed siding. Your home right here in the area, your home will have protection, peace of mind. It's a great thing, a beautiful thing. That's what you want. And that's what you'll get from the team at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Good people dedicated to you. And they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So please go see them today. Reach out to them at emmonsroofing.com. They also have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And as you know, I'm using them to remodel my kids' bathroom. We're going to get that project started right after the new year. And I'm really excited about it because that bathroom, oof, man, that's bad. That's a bad bathroom. But they're going to fix it up for us and make it state-of-the-art and beautiful. So I'm really excited about that. So go to them today, emmonsroofing.com. Trust them the way I've trusted them for over 12 years in two different homes for so many projects, including that roof with that lifetime warranty, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's better than AC/DC, Justin.
Gotta get the energy for the show.
We need Marshmallow World by Dean Martin.
Sounds like that's our 4 o'clock Christmas song picked.
We need Zat You, Santa Claus.
5 o'clock.
Pretty sure that's from Home Alone as well. Zat You, Santa. How the Zioli Army has any suggestions, throw it out in the YouTube chat.
Yeah, it works for me.
Some fired up Christmas songs. Obviously, Run Run Reindeer. Is that we've played that one before? Yeah, we've done that one, right?
Yeah, I think that was one of the first ones.
Just play the entire soundtrack to Die Hard.
There we go. There we go.
Do that. There you go. Yeah, I saw a host on the station post today on X that Die Hard's not a Christmas movie. Boy, this guy's really batting 1,000 with making people mad. Anyway. So silly. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Linda Kearns is going to be filling in for Dawn a bunch over the holidays. I get like this, something like that. So that's good. She, I guess, was on with Dawn today. Not filling in for us, though, I believe. But She will be bumping me on Tuesday when I fill in for Jimmy Fallon, so that'll be fun. That's good. Like I said, today's Fallon's birthday. If you want to wish him a happy birthday, feel free to do so. He'd love to hear it, I'm sure, from you. And what else? Oh, yes. President's address tonight. We're going to talk to Dr. E.J. Antoni a little bit later in the show today. Get a sense of how he thinks what the president should focus in from an economic perspective. Again, assuming that the speech tonight is not about, you know, invading Venezuela. So, which, again, I don't think it is. But I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm not in touch. No one's telling me if that's what the president's going to talk about. I feel like if it was, we would know about it. But you can just say anything online these days. Anything. It doesn't matter. And, you know, you just throw it out there. And if you're wrong, you just move on the next day and throw out some other crazy outlandish idea. And then if that one's wrong, there's always Monday. So it's a crazy time. No doubt about that. I do want to get into a little bit more about this AI stuff, because there's a lot to these data centers. And now that Bernie has called for a moratorium on that, you can understand why. Plus, a Republican in our area, see if you can guess who, breaking with Democrats to block something in the House of Representatives. See if you can figure out that part out. I'll just give you a little bit of a little hint on that as we head into the 4 o'clock hour. And plus, when the issue comes up of Vanity Fair and Susie Wiles and everybody's rallying around her, does that mean then that Susie Wiles is toast? Or does that mean that they're actually really standing by her? I'll give you some insight on that as well as we continue along the show. But the president did say, I do have an alcoholic's personality. He did say that. He said it's why he's never drank before. Because that was a big controversy. She said he's got an alcoholic's personality, meaning that sometimes when alcoholics drink, their personalities become big and grand, and that's the way Trump's personality is. And he acknowledged as much and said that, and said, yeah, you know, it's why I've never drank before. His brother died of alcoholism, an alcohol-induced heart attack when he was in his early 40s. So the president is a teetotaler, doesn't drink, doesn't imbibe. I do, as a matter of fact. And that's why I want to thank Jack Tomasello for sending me some wine today. Tomasello Winery, our buddy. You know, we would do these wine festivals. We partner with Tomasello Winery and some other great wineries in our area every year to do this wine festival. And Jack and I became friends over the years, talking about all kinds of different issues and the struggle that these wineries have against the government and all the other stuff. And he sent me some nice wine today. So, Jack, thank you. Salute. Chin Don. Chin Chin. As my people say, as our people say, appreciate it very much. Let me tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, another great small business, family-owned for 60 years. Are you a last-minute shopper? It's okay. So am I. Bob's is open on Christmas Eve. And Bob's gift cards make great holiday gifts. If you got people on your list who are sportsmen, sports people, love guns, love ammo, love gear, love great coffee, love great, I mean, the accessories there, Bob's has it all. And the reason why Bob's for 60 years has succeeded is because they have the best people, the best selection of firearms. And for every $10 you spend on Bob's gift cards, you'll get $10 $10 in Bob's bucks that you can use all throughout 2026. That's right. So get excited and think about everybody in your list. And also think about the fact that Bob's has certified range safety officers. They've got instructors. They can host events for your group. Whether it's a holiday event, even though we're getting kind of close to that time limit being over now. But hey, kick off 2026 by bringing the team together for a day at Bob's. You'll have no experience necessary because they'll show you what to do. That you don't have to have a firearms ID card or anything like that. And what you'll get at Bob's are people who know what they're doing, who will help you find the perfect firearm and also learn how to use it properly, because they're all about safety. And the other thing is that, oh, can we jump in? The president is speaking right now at Joint Andrews. Can we, is that all right? Will that totally throw us off, or?
Yeah, we can throw it to it. Actually, give me 2 seconds.
All right, give you 2 seconds.
Pull it up on.
So go to BobsLittleSportsShop.com, BobsLittleSportsShop.com, and remember, no drugs or alcohol on premises. And this ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop for all your holiday needs and for those last minute gifts for everybody on your list. They will be open Christmas Eve, like I mentioned.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.